From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Tripoli today, clashes continued between rebel forces and fighters loyal to Muammar Gaddafi. Rebels say they now control most of the capital, though there are still pockets of resistance, including one large neighborhood and the area around the airport. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Tripoli, and she's found that among the people who live in the capital, there's a mixture of fear and hope.
Honking their horns and firing into the air, rebels paraded through the iconic Green Square today, now renamed Martyr Square, in a show of force and celebration. Some fighters deliberately targeted the ancient stone walls of the old city that flanked the square, apparently because Gaddafi used the ramparts as a podium while giving speeches. Tripoli is chaotic right now, and the opposition forces are still trying to secure the city. Driving through the square, Najwa Omar Mohammed says her mother still lives in a large neighborhood in the south of the city that's controlled by Gaddafi loyalists. She says in Abu Slim there is terror and a lot of weapons. Young men with guns who are loyal to Gaddafi are everywhere, she says. The rebels are planning an assault on the area. They are still on a war footing. But they're also having to provide security in this city. What's emerging is a confusing array of armed groups who are either fighting or acting as neighborhood watches. In one nearby neighborhood, men drag away a makeshift barricade studded with nails to let a car pass. They are checking IDs and making sure the area is safe. But Tripoli resident Nasser Jouaida says there's little coordination right now, and it's not really clear who among the rebels is in charge of Tripoli.
Everyone who's calling himself, I am the boss, but who's the boss, we don't know. And believe it or not, everybody is afraid now. Everybody, even though that they're happy, they are so happy. Nobody wants him, but nobody is relaxed.
With Gaddafi still at large, rumors of acts of sabotage by his loyalists are rife. At a neighborhood shop, everyone is buying bottled water. The water has been shut off in this area, which people say is just as well. Gaddafi supporters, they say, have poisoned the municipal supply. 35-year-old Rabia Mohammed says she's only drinking well water. She says food is an issue as well. There's been nothing coming into Tripoli for 10 days, so people are surviving on what they have in their larders. Still, another young woman who declined to give her name says despite the hardships, things are better here now than before. A Grad missile destroyed her house during the fighting, and loyalist militias were patrolling her street constantly, shooting and destroying everything, she says. It's sometimes easy to forget that while the east of Libya has been under rebel control for 6 months, Tripoli is only just tasting life without Gaddafi at the helm. This used to be a city ruled by ruthless security forces, and it was filled with informants. Nasser Mohammed was also buying water at the neighborhood store. He says this is the first time he's ever dared to say what he thinks.
I talk about freedom because I felt it now, for 42 years. Imagine somebody spending your money and you are dying of hunger.
Is this the first time you've ever talked like this to anyone before?
Never. Never. Because it's impossible for you to talk like this. And even your fears of your brother, because he might have a report on your side.
Nasser says people were even afraid of their own family members turning them into Gaddafi agents. He says, yes, life is difficult right now, but he adds, in what has become the rallying cry of this uprising, we are free. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.